Good morning, everybody. I'd like to begin with this week's shiurim have been sponsored by Refuah Shleima for Aaron Chaim Ben Chana Bekarov, B'Sos Shar Chod Yisrael, and Be'ez Hashem, we should only hear B'Suras Tovos. The subject I've chosen is Pesach Sheni, and it's Pesach Sheni tomorrow night. Tonight. So Pesach is a very unique Yontif. Somebody once said that for two zuz you can buy a sheep. You can buy a sheep for two zuz, and for a box of hand baked matzah, it costs over £50. So perhaps that's a good reason to have Pesach Sheni. You have another opportunity to eat the matzah. In the Sefer written by Rav Melech Biederman on the Mois Hashanah, on the highlights of the year, he brings that Pesach Sheni is an Eis Rotzon, because Pesach Sheni came about through a request from Klal Yisrael, Laman Nigora, why should we be depleted from being able to bring the Korban Pesach, and therefore When Tom Yidden cry out, Lama Nigora, why should we be deprived of the mitzvah? So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu responded by giving them the opportunity of Pesach Sheni. So Pesach Sheni came about as a result of Lama Nigora, although Pashas Hashem would have given the mitzvah anyway, but Megalgalin and Tzachosai De Zakai. And therefore, since the Bayomim Mahim Basman Hazeh, the segula of the day, of the original day, comes down the generations, and therefore the Pesach Sheni is an Eis Rotzon for Tefillah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer all our Tefillah L'Tova, Lonu L'Chad Yisrael, Amen. That's not the end of this year, by the way. I'm very happy to say Dabar B'Shem Amroi, because it says in Pirkei Avos, Kol Omer Dabar B'Shem Amroi Mevi Gula La'olam. So by me saying Dabar B'Shem Amroi, perhaps Mashiach will come and save us from this drosha. So these ideas. From an essay from a Rabbi Ari Khan of Eish HaTorah. It's the original idea from him, and I've added to it. So, Pesach Sheni, the question is as follows. Why should they feel that they've got an opportunity to bring a Pesach Sheni? What was the... There's no Shur Sheni, you miss the cheesecake. Now, Sukkot, you missed the lulav, or Hanukkah. There's no sheni anything. So why did Pesach feel that they deserved a second chance? What was the havamina? If you've missed it, you've missed it. And so let's look at the pasukim in Bamidbar. The pasuk says as follows. V'ayi anoshim asher hayu tameim lenefesh adam, the people who were tamei, v'lo yachlu la'asot ha'pes v'amahu, v'ayi krivu lifnei Moshe v'lifnei ha'bayamahu, v'ayomru ha'anoshim ha'hema, elav. Anachnu tameim lenefesh adam, lama nigora, why should we be denied, l'vilti ha'krives korban Hashem, b'ma'adoi, in the right season, b'tzoich b'nei Yisrael, amongst the rest of the Jewish people. So this raises two questions. Why, first of all, why did they feel excluded? We have a klal, Yosef b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, and if you are carrying the asmos Yosef, then you're doing a mitzvah, you're not losing out. And so, Yosef b'mitzvah potam in a mitzvah, so you're not missing anything. So why was this laman nigora? Where did this feeling come from? And also, what does it mean, B'soich B'nei Yisrael? We want to be together with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Every mitzvah is together with Klal Yisrael. What's so special about this korban? They wanted to be B'soich B'nei Yisrael. So the Medrash Rabbah explains that the reason that they were requesting an opportunity to bring the korban Pesach was because the bones that they were carrying were the Atzmos Yosef. They were carrying the Atzmos Yosef because Yosef made a request before that they should take his bones out of Mitzrayim, and they were assigned this duty. So the Medrash says that Hashem said to Yosef, the in Yol Zuchus, already Hashem had already made a baskal, or there was an assurance given to Yosef that in Yol Zuchus the Klal Yisrael will be able to bring a Pesach Sheni. So It was already known that whoever would be involved in the carrying the Atzmos Yosef would have an opportunity. So because in the Zuchus of Yosef at Tzadik. Now Yosef had many Zuchusim, so in which Zuchus would the Klal Yisrael be zoicher to a Pesach Sheni? So the Sfas Emes answers, because he did something unbelievable. And we'll try and speak a little bit about it this morning. That's Hashem. He did something amazing. He was moichel his brothers. He gave his brothers a second chance. We'll go into this in detail in a few shortly. That's Hashem. And he was moichel his brothers. He had every reason when Yehuda was pleading for the life of Binyamin and to take Yaakov's feelings into account. So as we'll discuss shortly, Yosef said, Ani Yosef, Oidav Ichai, and the brothers were very, very embarrassed, as we'll discuss. And yet Yosef was Moichalem, he kept Klal Yisrael together. And that's why it's called Yosef HaTzadik, because of the tremendous midas tovus. Imagine what would have happened had he been broigus with them. There would have been no Klal Yisrael. The very fact that he was moichel kept Klal Yisrael together, and this was an amazing zechus. And therefore, that's why the people who were carrying the Atzmos Yosef said, it can't be that Yosef's his mission statement in his life was to keep Klal Yisrael together, to be inclusive, B'soich B'nei Yisrael, therefore we feel that we should, by carrying his bones, we should be excluded from the mitzvah. Yosef was for all inclusivity. He set a standard of mechila for his brothers, kept Klal Yisrael together, and therefore it's inconceivable that we shouldn't be able to fulfill the mitzvah. B'soich B'nei Yisrael. This is what Yosef lived for. This is what he was moisa nefesh for, to bring Klal Yisrael together. And therefore, Yosef, therefore, they wanted to be joined in with the, together with Klal Yisrael, to be given a second chance to bring the Korban Pesach in the Zuchus of Midah Keneged Midah, that Yosef gave his brothers a second chance. So, I'd like to share an idea, now that we all know the story of how Yosef became reconciled with his brothers, we all know the story, but I think I found an insight into how Yosef was able to do this. And again, I'd like to quote Reb Melech Biederman in his Haggadah. In Haggadah Shel Pesach, he says, he brings the when we say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach Mitchila, originally Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayavaseinu Va'achshav Kervan Amakam LaAvodasoi, that originally we were used to worship idols, but now Hashem has brought us close to his Avodah. And Rabbi Biederman quotes the Slonim Rebbe, and he says that in these words we can see a way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mitzchila, a person who lives Mitzchila, which means originally, Mitzchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayavaseinu, a person who lives Mitzchila, what he used to be, what was, what how things were, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, it leads nowhere. V'achshav kervon amakam lavadosoi, but a person who lives v'achshav now, v'achshav kervon amakam lavadosoi, now is a person who lives his life with v'achshav. Now, what can I do now to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kervon HaMakom LaVodosoi. They will serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So forget the past, don't worry about the future, it's now that matters. So now with this phrase in mind, we can now revisit the whole Mechiras Yosef Parsha. And by the way, if we were to put the, it's just in my own idea, but I think it's got some credence. If we would put two brackets around Mechiras Yosef, where did it start and where did it end? It started with Vayar Asoy Merochoik, when Yosef was coming to his brothers. They saw him from afar and they judged him. Vayar Asoy Merochoik, they judged him from a distance. That's where things went downhill from there. Where did it come back together? Vayigash Shelav Yehuda. That Yehuda came close to Yosef, and as a result, the matter was clarified. So from here we learn that if we vaya osamirochay, when you judge people from a distance, you'll don the kavchayv. Vayigash, we have to come close, and you'll realize the things were not what you thought they were. So the. I read a story, I think it's from Rabbi Yoel Gold in his Aha Moments column. I think that's where I saw this. That somebody was on a visit to Oman, and he was davening there, and he saw a young man with talis and tefillin and a ponytail. He had very nice coloured hair. He had like a strawberry blonde hair, and he was wearing talis and tefillin, and he had a ponytail. So he thought, looking at him, looks a bit odd. Perhaps he's got mixed messages. He's on his journey. He's got the talis and tefillin bit right, but the ponytail is still a PS from a previous Gilgul. And in good time. So after davening, he went over to him and sort of Shalom Aleichem, etc. What's your story? He said, I know what's on your mind. You're looking about my ponytail. Well, you need to know that I have a strawberry blonde hair. It's just a unique color. And I was approached by Chaya Lifeline, they have a girl, a young patient, Lolein, who has having treatment. She's got your colour hair. Would you mind growing your hair longer and we'll use it to make a little shetel for her. And I live in London, and I knew that if I would have a ponytail in London, nobody would be Don Cassos. So I've come to Oman for 6 months to grow my hair. When I've had my hair cut, I'm going back to London. So it just shows this, had he judged me rochoik, yeah, he would have been done the kaf choiv, he would have thought whatever, but vayigash, he came close. There's many examples. All the Don Chaskos stories are on similar things, but you just don't bother to join the dots together. I'm old enough to remember, I mean, I still have this phone, which is 14 years old, but there's now such a thing called a smartphone. I remember when smartphones came in, so I was davening mincha to bar mitzvah, and there was a hall outside the hall, and I saw Frumyi looking at his mobile phone, and I thought, tut tut, this is not right. I was standing near him, so I went, Oysa Shabim Miramov, who Yasa Shoma, did a big who, and leaned over to his shoulder to see what he was looking at. I was a bit nosy, and he's davening mincha. It was mincha on the phone. So Vayigash. So Merochoik, had I not done the Vayigash, I would have been done the Kafchoi. So it's important to know, just to bear that in mind, just by the way. So back to Mechiras Yosef. So before we speak about Mechiras Yosef, it's just by the way, I would like just to point out that Mechiras Yosef is part of Seder night. I don't know if this is understood, because we begin with Kadesh or Chatz Karpas. So you ask the children, what's Karpas? I've got no idea. Dip you hear all weird and wonderful. So I heard from Rabbi Isaac Bernstein, Karpas is a lotion of is a cloth. When Yaakov made for Yosef Kisonis Pasim, so Rashi says Pasim is like Karpas, it's fine cloth, and this is what Yosef's coat was made from. And we begin the Seder with Karpas, which represents Yosef's coat, which was dipped into blood. We dip in the Karpas into salt water, because before we can devote the whole evening to Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim, we have to understand how we came to be in Mitzrayim in the first place. And therefore Karpas tells us that there was no the Mechiras Yosef, which led to the connection with Yidden and Mitzrayim, and then the rest of the Seder is Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim. So what happened? So Yehuda comes to Yosef, and he says, "You hard-hearted Egyptian man, how can you be so cruel? And don't you know what would happen to our father if Binyamin wouldn't be with us? And how can you be so hard-hearted? And how can we go back to Yaakov without Binyamin?" And he's pleading and pleading and pleading. And Yosef says, "Ani Yosef, why did you think of our father when you sold me?" So now, saying Yehuda, now replay your whole conversation. This time, take out the word Binyamin, put Yosef there. And the brothers were, I've been separated for 22 years. I was a slave in Potiphar's house. I've been in prison for a crime I didn't commit. The brothers were shocked. They had no words. What was going to happen? The brothers held their breath. What's going to be? Our whole world has fallen apart. We couldn't have got it more wrong. So what word did Yosef use to bring it all back together? He says, "Va'ato, al te'atzu, and now. We can't agree on the past, but we can agree on the future." And with this word "ator," he was reconciled. He kept Klal Yisrael together. And this is the bracha of Ashav Kervan Mokam Navadosoi. Had Yosef had an attitude of mitchila, of what dwelt on the past, he would never be moichel, but he had the ability to the achshav, the kevona makom lavodosa. Let's make a fresh start. We can't agree on the past. Nothing you can say can ever put the past right. But from now onwards, we can make a new future for ourselves. And this is the bracha of achshav kevona makom lavodosa. Leave the past behind and start again. And let's give others a second chance. So that's Yosef and how he was able to be moichel his brothers. And in giving people second chances, I think it's appropriate to say we need to give ourselves a second chance too. We're very harsh with ourselves. We very unforgiving. We make a mistake. We get despondent. It's important to give, if you moichel other people, be moichel yourself. And give yourself a break. So I think it's important, it's appropriate to mention Rabbi Akiva. It's interesting, it just when I was writing the notes, Akiva ben Yosef. So Rabbi Akiva had the midah of Yosef HaTzadik. The name is interesting. I don't know anything about his father. I think there were Geirim in the family. I don't know if anybody knows anything about the Yosef of Rabbi Akiva's father. But it's interesting, the name is interesting. And so the Medrash tells us the following story. We all know the story of Rabbi Akiva. He was a pastor, a shepherd, and he came to a waterfall, and the waterfall had made a hole through the rock underneath. So he said to the shepherds, "Mahai, what's going on over here?" And the Medrash says that one of the shepherds says, "Avonim shochaku mayim." Does anybody know where those words come from? I'm a bit of a teacher. I could tell you straight away. Where do those avonim shochaku mayim? Water wears away stones. Does anybody know where it comes from? No? It's possibly in Eiv. If you look up in Eiv, you'll find that pasuk. Evan shachakum, avonim shachakum mayim. Stones are worn away by water. So Rabbi Akiva looked at it again, and he thought as follows: if water has bored a hole through this stone, so the millionth drop will have bored a hole. So it must be working backwards. The first drop made a dent. So if water, which is so soft, can make a hole through water through stone, which is so hard, then Torah, which is like fire, can have an effect on me. And but then again, I'm 40 years old. It's too late. Surely I've left it. It's not for me anymore. Mitchila oivde avodah zarah yavaseinu. Let the past be, that's avodah zarah. I can now go to learn. I can learn now. What will happen in the future? It doesn't matter. What can I do today? And he went to learn, and the rest is history. And he focused on now, and he became the Rabbi Akiva. He became the Rabbi Akiva. And later on, he came home with 24,000 Talmidim. And he was, Rabbi Akiva was the God Lador. He kept the whole, he was the link of the Torah. And Nebuchadnezzar's 24,000 Talmidim passed away. So where did he have the stamina? So what would anybody else do? He had to attend 24,000 Leviyas, Lo Aleinu. You would have thought that's enough to say, I've had enough, I've done my bit, let someone else build the next yeshiva. You can't say I didn't try. And he took five Talmidim and he rebuilt the Shalshalas of Torah, the tradition. He kept Torah alive. Where did he have such stamina from? Where did he have such backbone? V'achshav kevan emakam navod zemit chilav devo dezara. The past is gone. V'achshav, what can I do now? I can still rebuild. And he rebuilt the link of Torah with those five talmidim. That was the amazing midah of focusing on the present and not focusing on the past. And just by the way, we need the Alta Slobodka asked the following kasha. He said that Yosef, Rabbi Akiva had a conversation with the other shepherds, and he asked them what was going on with this waterfall. And one of the shepherds said, "Avonim shachaku mayim." He quoted Eov. So one of the shepherds was quite a Talmid Chacham. How come that shepherd never became a Rabbi Akiva? What happened to him? So the answer is, and the other shepherds saw the same waterfall. So why couldn't they learn the same lesson that Rabbi Akiva learned? So the answer is that they said, for water to bore a hole through water, it takes years and years, millions of drops. It takes years. And we haven't got patience. It's not for us. We say in the Haggadah Shel Pesach, this is stood by us. So again, Rabbi Edelman says, the is referring to the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara comes against us. One mitzvah will not bring you closer. The Yitzhar says, "Shalayachot bilvad." You think you can come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with one mitzvah, with one thing? It takes years and years. Amad Aleinu L'Chalaseinu, he tries to put you off from even starting. So the shepherds gave up. They never started because they were mewish from the beginning. Yitzhar tries very hard to stop you even making any progress. And they, only Rabbi Akiva, therefore they were miyoyosh, and only Rabbi Akiva learned the right lesson. And I was just thinking, in 1952, Sir Edmund Hillary climbed Mount Everest, and they asked him, how was he able to climb this mountain which no one else had been able to climb? He said, "I'll never climb Mount Everest. Had I stood at the bottom and looked to the top, I would never have done it. I'd kept my gaze down. Can I take the next step, the next step, and the next step?" And then I came to the top. And that is a good lesson in Avodas Hashem. Don't look too far down the line. Keep your mind focused on the present, and we'll make tremendous progress. So this is the message of Pesach Sheni, Pesach Hashem. We should give others a second chance, give ourselves a second chance. We should be zoicha v'hu yashmeinu brachon sheinis. Hashem should give us a second chance. That we should all be zoicha to bring the Korban Pesach in the Bayis Shlishi b'mehei b'meinu. Amen. Amen. Amen.